of Basaper, Ches Mishnehea. Omer Shploni Bini Bechor, Lo Yitol Pishnaim. If a person says, so and so, Ruvain, let's say, my son that's a Bechor, he's not taking two portions. Ish Ploni Bini Lo Yirashim Echav. Or a person says that my so and so son, Shimon, let's say, is not inheriting along with his brothers, Lo Amar Klum. Shehisna Amasha Kasabatar. His words are meaningless, they don't do anything, because he's trying to stipulate against what the Torah says, and whoever tries to do so, his words are bottle, and it's like he didn't say anything, and it doesn't do anything. However, HaMechalik Nechosav Levonav Alpiv, if a person appropriates his Nechosim to his children, Alpiv, this is not with a shtar, this is the words of a Shchidmeira, a person that's Lo Aleinu on his deathbed, dying, Chacham, in order that he shouldn't get even more disturbed by not being able to give over to the people that he wants to give over, the din is that whatever he says, it's as if it's written down and it becomes valid what he says. And you do not need a kinyan, like the Rav points out. That's why the Mishnah Dafka uses a lashon al piv, just through his mouth. So a person does this. He starts dividing up his property while he's dying. Riba le'echad amid le'echad. And he gives more to one person and less to another person. V'hishva lehen es habechor. And or he makes his oldest son the same as his other sons, which normally you can't do. Devar of Kayaman. Here, his words are established. It's exactly what he says. Because the difference here is that he's not saying B'toros Yerusha, that they're going to inherit this way. He's giving it as a Shchid Meira, he's giving it before he dies as a Matana. He can't say that it's being Chal after he dies, because there's no such thing as a Matana L'Achar Misa. But he's doing it beforehand in a Lashon of Matana. And therefore, when it comes to a Matana, a person can give whoever he wants to give his stuff to. It's only once he's dead, then Yerusha comes into play. But Yerusha didn't come into play yet, and he's a Shchid Meira, and he can give it as a Matana. Dim Amar Mishum Yerusha Lo Yamar Klum. But if he says that he's doing it Mishum Yerusha, then it doesn't work. B'Torah is Yerusha, because it can't be Masna Mashikas B'Torah, like the Rav says. Kosav Bein B'Tchila Bein Be'emsa Bein B'Sof Mishum Matana. But if he writes in the shtar, whether he writes in the beginning of the words, whether it's in the middle or whether it's the end, he uses a Lashon Matana, Dvar of Kayamin. Then his words are Mekuyim, even though he writes a Lashon of Yerusha in a different part of the shtar, as long as in certain part of the shtar he has a Lashon Matana, that's what we go with. And since it's a Matana, Matana is before Misa, and a person can do anything as a Matana before Misa. Mishnah continues, Ha'im Yesh Ploni Yirasheni B'makum Sheyesh Bas. A person says that this person, this male, is yarshening me, and it's not one of his sons, in place of my daughter, or biti teirasheni b'makom sheish ben, or he says that his daughter is inheriting, and again it's a lashon Yerusha, in a place where there is a son that should come first, lo amar klum. All these cases, his words are meaningless, shehisna mashakasa b'Torah, because he's making a t'nai against what the Torah says, he can't stipulate against what the Torah says. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Omer, Im Omer al Mishu Roy Lirusha Dvarv Kayam. Rabbi Yochanan ben Berka disagrees with a certain point. The Rav says he does agree that you can't go Mamish al Mash Kasa B'Torah, like you can't tell a Bechor that he's not taking two portions, and you can't say that sons should take after daughters. That you can't do. But what Rabbi Yochanan Berka is saying, that if let's say the oldest was a daughter, and then there's another four sons, you can say that out of the four sons, you can designate one of the sons to get all the Yerusha. Therefore, B'yachon Meroka says, Imam al-Mishu royal Yerusha dvarav kayamin, because he learns from Medrash, lo yuchal levaker. But you do have a power as the father to take one of the inheritors and designate them, as long as they're one of the rightful inheritors, you can make that person get more than the other person. V'al-Mishu ein royal Yerusha ein dvarav kayam, but you can't designate somebody that's not fitting to Yerusha, then it doesn't work. But you see, the Tanakhama obviously didn't hold this way, because all the cases, you're being masna mashakasa b'Torah. Mishnah continues, HaKosef es nechosav la'achem v'niach es bonav. A person writes his nechosim to somebody else. He doesn't give anything to his own sons. He leaves them out. Masha asa asoi. He gave it as a matana, so you can't really stop him from doing that. So what he did was done. Aval ein ruach hacham noichem menu. The Chacham are not happy with him. And this is even if the son that he's leaving over is, let's say, a person that's, he's not going b'derech chachamim, he's not proper, he's not frum, or whatever the case is. Nevertheless, chachamim aren't happy with him because it could be that he'll have a descendant that is on the path of Yiddishkeit. Mishum Gamliel Oimim, lo hayu banav nohagim keshua zachalotav. Mishum Gamliel says if the sons are not acting appropriately, and you do this, and you give matana to somebody else, that's good. However, the Rav says the halacha is not like Reb Mishum ben Gamliel.